Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 14th of November 2015, titled, Will You Suffer the Hour of Trial of the Whole World? Will you suffer the hour of trial of the whole world? Brothers and sisters, today, first of all, remember, have compassion for others, think of others, love one another. Those who are followers, you have to love one another as He has loved us. Everybody else, neighbors and all, you love as yourself, and you love even your enemies. By the power of Jesus Christ, we can do this. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. It is possible for all those who believe. We believe we can love your enemy, you will love. If you don't want to believe that, nothing we can do. You have to believe. God said, love your enemy to be sons of the Most High God. And always remember, if we think something that we know, we really do not know as we ought to know as yet. And if we think we are something, we are actually nothing, and we deceive ourselves. Brothers and sisters, humble is the critical element for following Christ. Humble to His word. Now today we start Saturday. Saturday, many people may be doing a lot of work, you know, clear up their weekly things, you know, laundry or even marketing or whatever they'll be doing. But at the same time, some would have slept late, being a Friday night last night. But having said all that, we must always remember, we are put on this world, in this world, for a purpose. There's a purpose. You do not live without a purpose. You and I who are wanting to follow Jesus Christ, live with a purpose. The purpose is to live life, our conduct will show that we are able to live life in righteousness, peace and joy that comes from Jesus Christ. First, righteousness, peace and joy. People should know, under any condition that we have in our homes, ourselves, we are able to live life in righteousness, peace and joy, doing the right thing, no matter what the temptation is, because of His blood He's given us, His name He's given us, and we overcome, we can cast out evil spirits of anger, fear, confusion, whatever. Today the title is, Will You Suffer the Hour of Trial of the Whole World? Now, Satan will do a lot of things, he's doing a lot of things, but same time there are so-called self-proclaimed prophets and prophetesses, self-proclaimed many of them. Some are true prophets and prophetesses. But remember this, there are self-proclaimed ones who will always say, this is happening, that's happening. Now this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And they'll begin to put news. Oh, trouble is coming. The trials and tribulations are coming. This, and now if you do not repent, and yes, that point is this. If we do not repent of our sins, of course we face trouble. But those of us who have repented of our sins and want to follow Christ, this is the question. Will you also suffer the hour of trial of the whole world? Those who don't want to repent and do their own thing, no need to even wait for Satan to do something. We will put ourselves in our own mess like I did, and I was messed up. For instance, I want to follow my own words. I don't follow God's word. Didn't bother following God's word. Of course, all kinds of trouble takes place. We go into addiction, drunkenness I went into, all kinds of things. Now, but these people who proclaim this, okay, the blood moon, as I told you, many times they say blood moon, you can't even recognize blood moon. God makes a blood moon, you will know God has made a blood moon, blood red, finish. These people simply look at this and they try to twist and turn and put dates in between to make it appear it has come on a certain pattern and all that. Now, no one knows the hour that Jesus Christ coming back. He says He comes as a thief in the night. So, do not listen to this, He's coming here, He's coming there, and all this story. But more so, we must live in righteousness, peace and joy. When Satan gives all trouble, God wants us to endure. When Satan gives us trouble, we overcome. We take the sword of the Spirit, that's the word of God, and use it against Satan and the demons and the fallen angels, and we use it against them, and we live life. So even in pain, in disease or sickness or whatever, we hold on to Jesus Christ. But Jesus always will say this. Jesus Christ always has said this, and He's still saying this. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. So this false prophet and prophetesses who claim this and claim that, and then they always put fear into you. Now if they say repent, then don't say they're putting fear into me. If you are in sin, you have to repent. And if you are in fear because of your sin, then it's not the prophet who is putting the fear into you. The word of God is putting the fear into you. That is, if you continue in sin, you're born of the devil, you're practicing sin, you fear. Why? There are consequences to sin. But there's an hour that is coming, God Himself has said, that the whole world is going to be tested, going to be put on trial, going to have a lot of trouble on earth. He's going to put a lot of trouble, wrath of God and anger of God is going to come upon the whole world. And that is the one that no one can face it. No one can face, because it's the anger of God, you know. It's not just Satan doing this and that and Antichrist doing this and that. It is the anger of God. The anger of God, can you imagine, is about to come, that hour which is about to test those who live on the earth, the whole world. And this is in Revelation 3:10, you know. Now let's see the rest of the scriptures. He says in Revelation 3:10, because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to persevere, telling you to endure, because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to persevere. Persevere what? Against sin. Not committing sin. To endure. No matter what circumstances we are in, we do not want to sin. We do not have so many things, we live without it. We have, whatever we do, if you are really famine and all that, we are calling out, there are many places famine. You are calling out to Jesus Christ. You are calling out to Jesus Christ. If we ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. Now those of us who have difficulties, we do not sin. If the employer tells you to sin, because you will not get a promotion or something like that, you will not sin. You will not lie. Because why? Your faith is in Jesus Christ to see you through. The fact that you do not want to lie and do not want to sin, Jesus will see you through. And we can live without so many things. Do not fall into sin to acquire those things. Do not fall into sin to take those things and mess ourselves up. No. We'll hang on to Jesus Christ, the truth. We do not want to follow the world. Then we see, okay, they have this, they have that. That's envy. Self-seeking and envy, confusion and every evil thing will be there. Every evil thing means you cannot survive already. Every evil thing has come. Self-seeking and envy. I was self-seeking and I was envy. Why? My business is being affected, not seeing what I was doing wrong. I'm only thinking, hey, how come the other world's business surviving? How come his business is prospering? My business only this problem. Only people didn't pay me. They break the contract. I'm suing them, this and that. And then, what was that? Self-seeking and envy instead of trusting Jesus Christ. Of course, when I was not trusting Jesus Christ, the devil was stealing from me left, right and center. But that time what I'm doing, I'm looking at other people and say, how come the fellow's business survived? My investments are going bad. My investments are messing up. I'm envy, you know. Not realizing that is so. But self-seeking, not God-seeking. We have to be God-seeking. When you're God-seeking, when God finally puts a wrath of his own wrath, he puts on this earth, what will happen is that trial is a very terrible trial. Now these people who put you this, you know, this is what happened, that's what happened, the whole world economy will collapse and all this, you don't listen to that, because what will happen is, you cannot stop it. That's why the thing is, I used to read all these things, you know, for years. And then one day, I get up, the Holy Spirit convicted me and said, can you stop this? Why waste your time reading so much of this nonsense, or this is happening, the market will drop, the economy will change, that housing bubble will break and this and that. Can you stop it? No. But we live according to God's precepts. You cannot stop all these bubbles and all these troubles Satan puts. Because the ways of the world, God said, do not be party to the world, do not be partakers of the world, partakers of righteousness we must become. So, when you begin to read all that, more fear will come. That's why Jesus keeps on saying, fear not, fear not. So stop reading these things, stop listening to these people. You only focus on seeking the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace and joy. Now when you seek that, when the hour of trial comes, when God's wrath is going to come, will you suffer? Let's look what God says. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to persevere, I will keep you safe from the hour of trial, that hour which is about to come on the whole inhabited world to test those who live on the earth. Everyone. The one I was reading from the Amplified, I'll read from the Gantic version. Because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. That means that, you see, the Bible is the same. Sometimes the English may go wrong. The modern ones may be changing some of the stuff, so don't fall prey to that. Now, take the older Bibles, you'll see the same thing. Here it says this. He will keep us from that hour. He will keep us protected from that hour. When His wrath is going to come on this whole world to test this entire, put a trial on this entire inhabitants, because why? We kept wanting Him, kept holding on to Him, kept believing in Him, our faith in Jesus Christ. Why is our faith in Jesus Christ? Otherwise, we'll end up sinning. Our faith goes on the world, goes on the people who are telling us what to do this way, that way. You'll end up sinning. Don't want. We keep command. We keep His command and persevere. How? By His blood, by His name, we can cast out evil spirit of temptation, all that we can cast out. We receive the breath of God. We take the blood of Jesus Christ. We focus on the husband of our soul. And we are able to deny ourselves and pick up the cross. That is what you're talking about. Denying ourselves and pick up the cross. Do not do things that are wrong because you're believing in Jesus Christ, enduring patiently. Enduring patiently. But how is He going to do this? How is He going to keep us from this trial? He says that in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18, He says, "For the Lord Himself," this is from the Catholic version, "from the Lord Himself with the cry of command, with the archangel's call, with the sound of God's trumpet." With the Lord Himself, you know, with the cry of command, with the archangel's call, like the archangel, you know, call, "will descend from the heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. So we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." This is a command. Eh? We encourage each other to say, look, don't worry. The wrath of God, we are not going to suffer. But we have to endure patiently and not wanting to sin. And if you do fall into sin, sorry Lord, mercy Lord, ask for forgiveness, confess your sin, confess your faults to one another in the congregation, he said to us. And don't get a small group, because in the large churches, they may even have cell groups and all. The cell group itself may be too big. Because, you know, when they're so big, nobody really has a relationship. You have to get a small group of people and be fellowshipping with each other regularly, worshipping Christ, talking about Christ, talking about the future, discussing these things of the things of God. As you begin to do this, your faith will grow. Now, therefore, encourage one another with these words. So these false prophets and prophets and self-broken fellows keep on putting fear, 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 but they never tell a solution. And then when you ask them, what are you trying to do? No, I'm only asking people to repent. Oh, that's all. But then you are creating stories about blood moon, orange moon also become blood moon and all this story, and calling yourself rabbi. God said, don't call yourself rabbi. Don't let anyone call you rabbi. No, you're calling yourself rabbi. You want people to address you rabbi. And you call yourself a prophet of God, of Jesus Christ. It's false. Anything putting, you just keep straight with Christ. Your intention is, I want to please you, Lord. You're the husband of my soul, Jesus Christ. You're the husband of my soul. I want to please you. Daily you're doing this. I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to sin in the heart. Sin in the heart, you know. It's not just a conduct. I don't want to lust after things. Not just lusting after a woman or man. Lusting after things. I want to lust after. I want to go after. Lusting is actually wanting more and more. No. That's all. It's lusting is, the new English has turned it around. It's just wanting more and more, more and more. Want somebody. Idolizing somebody, something. Idolizing. But you want to cry more and more the things of Christ. You want to do His will. Lord, I'm a pilgrim here. I want to do Your will. You want that more and more. That you must have. Now what He says? Encourage one another with these words. What words? We are going to be caught up in the air. That is not the second coming. Eh? That is just Jesus Christ coming to collect His saints. Now nobody else is coming. Remember, Apostle Paul, Apostle Jude, St. Jude, St. John, St. Michael, St. Paul, all not coming. Jesus is coming to collect us. Jesus Christ. The Bible will not talk about anybody else coming to collect us, brothers and sisters. Don't get involved with all this sidetracking thing. People write big volumes and tell you why it is this way, that way. Get to the scripture. Get to 1 Thessalonians, you see. Only He is going to pick us up. So who do you think you will hang on to? Hang on to Jesus Christ, the one who will pick us up. He's going to come in the air. He's not going to land on earth. That's the second coming. When He comes and land, He'll come back and land exactly how He left. The way He took off, He's going to come back and land. Mount Olives, I believe. So now, we look at this, so that before God puts a wrath of His anger of his, on this world, Jesus come and pick us up. First, the dead in Christ will rise up, and with the twinkling of the eye, the body will change. And we are immediately, seconds, fractions of moments later, we also picking up there, we meet all together in the air, meet the Lord in the air, and we'll be with Him forever. So fear not. Fear not. Don't let these people frighten you with all this. And then you keep reading this, reading that, this is coming, that is coming. Your fear will come in, and your own faith, your faith will leave you. Your faith daily, get up and do the right thing. The right thing in Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:8-11, I'm reading in this Amplified now. But since we believers belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the 1 Thessalonians 5:8-11, Amplified. Since we believers belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope and confident assurance of salvation. We have confident assurance from Jesus Christ that He will save us. For God has not destined us to the incur His wrath, that is, He did not select us to condemn us, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died willingly for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, dead or alive, at Christ's appearance we will live together with Him eternally. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another, build up one another just as you are doing. Brothers, this is a build every Jesus coming back for us. Jesus Christ coming back for us. So any news comes, this is going to happen in the world, that's going to happen in the world. No, Jesus Christ coming for us, I will live a godly life. By Jesus' mercy, the power of Jesus Christ, power of Christ, I will live a godly life. I will not sin in the name of Jesus Christ. I will love all. I will love all. God loves me. Jesus Christ loves me. I will love all. You keep on focusing this. Keep on focusing this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.